Thanks for downloading the Wall Street Update for World Business Report at the BBC World Service on Wednesday the 20th of August. I'm Rob Young. Well, since the dark days of the global financial crisis in 2008, interest rates have been at historic lows. Central banks have also been printing extraordinary amounts of money in the hope it'd give the world a boost. Well, economies have grown and unemployment in many countries has fallen. There are now increasing signs two of the world's major central banks are edging closer to ending the days of easy money. In the US, some officials at the Federal Reserve think the Fed would need to call for a relatively prompt move to reduce its stimulus. In Britain, two members of the Bank of England's policy team have voted for the first time in years to hike rates. Some clearly think things are returning to normal, but markets may be jittery as they've become used to this cheap cash. Kerry Leahy is from Decision Economics in New York. He says the big challenge will be convincing markets they shouldn't be scared.
Well, the Fed has a difficult communication job to make. The markets are starting to come to the realization that when the Fed finally does actually hike rates, it's actually a good sign, not a bad sign, because the Fed is saying that the economy is now off the respirator and healthy enough to start getting up and walking on its own feet. But for the moment, the market still prefers a more accommodative Fed, so the Fed has to find a way to walk that very fine line between saying, hey guys, we're going to keep interest rates low for years to come. They won't be as low in 2017 as they are today, but they're going to be very low by historical standards. We're still going to provide plenty of credit, but we do have to start taking away the punch bowl.
Are they hinting when the punch bowl may begin to be withdrawn?
Janet Yellen, in her first press conference, spoke out of turn, but probably quite accurately when she said effectively that there are many people in the market who think once we finish tapering, and tapering is this technical term referring to the fact that they're tapering or reducing the pace of bonds that they're buying. So when they complete that tapering process, meaning that instead of buying, let's say, $20 billion worth of bonds a month, they don't buy any more new bonds a month. Yellen said, well, once we've done that, finish that taper, we might actually move rates within 6 months. And that basically what the market is doing. It's saying the earliest the Fed could go would be 6 months after the taper ends. The taper is going to end in October. October plus 6 months is March. So the market is getting ready for that kind of a move.
We also heard that two members of the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee voted in favor of rate rises in Britain. So it seems that we are very much heading towards the end of the days of easy monetary policy. So what will higher interest rates mean for the world?
They won't mean a lot, I think, for the average American. Once again, ironically, you could say that for the average American, if the funds rate went up one percentage point in the next 18 months, but it meant that there was a stronger economy, the fact that perhaps his borrowing rates might be a little bit higher, but his credit card borrowing rate isn't going to change at all. It doesn't mean if the credit card rate that the bank is borrowing at is 0, 1%, 2%, 4%, or 8%, they're basically going to be paying between 12 and 18% on the credit card loans. But they're going to be better off as the economy's stronger. They're more likely to get a pay raise or get a better job.
We did see at the end of the first and second rounds of extraordinary money printing known as QE1 and QE2 that when they ended, the stock markets tanked.
That is correct, and that's the worry. I would say that as the Fed takes its baby steps towards finally hiking rates, those days or that week's going to be bad for the market. So when the Fed finally does end the taper and or the Fed finally announces a so-called exit strategy, meaning here's our outline of what we're going to do, and now that we've given your outline, institutionally, we can now actually hike rates, that's going to be bad. But what really hurts you in the stock market is not the first or second Fed rate hike. It's the rate hikes at the end of the rate hike cycle where the Fed says, oh, my God, we waited too long. We've got to hike rates dramatically because the economy's too strong. The Fed hikes reach a crescendo near the top for the economy. So the reason why the market tanks is not so much that the Fed is hiking too much, but the fact that the combination of a long period of Fed rate hikes means the end of the expansion. The one thing the market always gets right is it always bottoms before the economy bottoms, and it always tops before the economy tops. if I told you I am 100% confident that Fed rate hikes 18 months from now are going to lead to the end of the expansion, then you'll eventually want to sell equities, but you probably won't want to sell them before 3 to 6 months before you're sure the economy has peaked. If you do it any sooner, you're going to kick yourself because you're going to miss another good time in the stock market.
And are you convinced that the American economy is strong enough to be able to withstand the end of easy money?
The answer is yes. Money will remain quite easy, not as easy. So I think, yes, the economy in measured steps could take rate hikes of 25 basis points every other meeting, which would mean a 2 percentage point move or a 200 basis point move in the funds rate to 2% over a two-year period. Yes, they could handle that quite comfortably.
Kerry Leahy in New York, where the Dow closed up 0.4% at 16,979. At the end of the day, in London, the 100-share index was down by 0.4% at 67.55, and the BBC index of 20 leading companies in Europe and America stands at $133.6.